Oh, if he watches himself, Nebefik, you see not? So the more of Rav Nachman, my lafkulim minay. Why did Nachman have to chepazich with the maspid? So if he wasn't so snoo, so hot, let him stay as hespid. Like, my nafkumino, there's his name, Mishun the Tani Rav Nevraisa, Kishem Shinefroim in Amesim. Just like a person is Mesach Molestan, he has a lot of chatoim. In Shemayim, they give him a din of all the chatoim. His kach nefroim in Asastonim, the same thing. A guy that's maspid, if he says sheker, he says the guy's a tzaddik and he wasn't a tzaddik, they could also give him for din. We'll also give him a manish for that. Or minoinim achrayim, people say, yeah, he was a great tzaddik. That's also not right. You shouldn't say a sheker, even Mishas Hespid. He's a little bit more than he is, that you have had to say. You're allowed to say a little bit more. But to say a shakrin, if he wasn't a tznua, and you're going to say it's a tznua, it's worse off. It's no good for niftu, it's no good for you. Yet Rav Nachman was not put upon this maspid to know, do you know clear what you're saying, whether you're tznua or not. Torah Rabbon, Ezeo tznua, who's called a tznua, Bishar Beski say, Zea nifna balaylo, bimokim shnifna bayoin. And even though by daytime when people can see you, you're more tznua, you hide yourself more. So you do the same thing at night, even though at night you feel nobody can see you, but you're a tznua, you know the Eibushi can still see you. So you're nifna the same way sneers by night as by day. You should be nidig mesh means you should be rogel to go to the basic kisei in the morning and at night. That you shouldn't have to go too far away. Rashi. Yinik Adam Atzma Lifnitz should be ruggled to go make in the morning, Shachris Kodim Ayim, early morning, Viarvis Meshach Hashecha, at night time, Kadesh Loyeh Tzarach Nesrachik, Al Meim Nesrachik Malayla. Kamashma, you do it at night time, you don't have to go far away. As if you're going to make in the daytime, you're afraid of people, you have to go outside in the woods. Vashenkin, if you make at night, they'll make it early morning, when nobody's around, then you can make right nearby. So you see, you don't have to go far away by day, the same way you do it. You don't have to go far away at night, the same way you go away by daytime. Mashma, night, you can do it per korov right away, from nearby. Vesu, Rava, the imam, heavy yozalat mil. Rava, the daytime he went out in the forest, a mile away he walked, to be in the makam snua. Over Lila, came a nighttime he had to go make. Omale le Shami told the Shamish, Penuli duchte, Burchaiva, to Mosa, go find me a place in the city and street in the city. He didn't go a mile away, he made right away. Zemlach, you don't have to go as far away by night as by day. Vechein omale Rabbi Zeiro le Shami, Rabbi Zeiro told the Shamish, Chazi man yika churi beis chavrin, to be in the lemifna, just go check, make sure nobody's outside behind the beis chavrin, the bias will be the chavrin, and then I'll go make them. And the Gemara, don't say that at night you have to go just as far as way, far away as you go by daytime. It just means you should be tznua, means make sure nobody sees you. Just like by daytime you make sure nobody sees you, but within a night time also you should make sure wherever you are, even if you close the eye, but nobody should be around. Rav Ashi Yomar, afilu teima b'mokim, even though you say you have to be far away. L'nitzchel a keren zavis. Now if Kamina is a keren zavis. So Drashi le Karen Zavis, in Yesh Karen Zavis Samich, if you have a corner nearby you, Zorach le Skalik le Stalik Shom Balayla Kibayin, le Yifle Begoli. That's what it means. It means if close by you have it easy to get behind a corner within, nobody will see you, you're supposed to do that at night also. But if you have no corner away, then that's not me at night, you're not machine to go very far away. Ravashi Yama Filu Tema Bamakim, Yelotin, Gufa. Omarav Yudu Omarav Lo'elom Yidna Godim Esatz Moi Shachris V'Yarvis. Should be able to go make in the morning and at night. Kadesh Lo Yitzorach L'Srachik. His devil didn't have a base kiss in the house. He had to go out in the fields. So in the daytime he has to go far away. So save yourself the trip. Be able to make it early in the morning and at night. Tanya Nami Hochi Benazo Yoyme Hashkem. Get up early in the morning V'Tzei. Means go make V'Harev at night time V'Tzei. Kadesh Lo Yitzorachik. You won't have to go far away to make. Mimashmesh, you should check yourself or rub around there the mokum, be shave and then sit down. Of the Alteshiv, don't first sit down to make with the Shamish and with the Mashmesh, and then like rub yourself there to check yourself. Mashmesh. Mishamish Rashi, Bitsur with a rock. Or the kisim with a kisim with a glass. Liftoyach nekovim, like to rub on the bottom there, like to open up the hole there. And then read the Masechta Shabbos. Means you should check, make sure the place there is not dirty. Loshin Rishon Hog in the first place that the Din came normally Mishum Shavet Kondem Mishum Shofim as Kishiv typically Kivon Shoshim Kvam Lachloch in the Godev and my Yom Mishum Shus wasn't going to help you late if you sat down in a dirty place not going to help you. The Mashal the first pshat they used to rub themselves there that would open up to make them go. So you're supposed to first rub yourself and then sit down. But once you sit down, you shouldn't rub yourself. Shekol ha-yoshiv, if somebody sits down first, or memashmir, then he rubs himself, as afilu oisin kishof in basfamir, afilu they make kishif in Spain, boyinola, kishif comes. There's not magayb as man is there so much, because now we don't have this kishif. As man a gemar, there's a lot of kishif there, and if you do these things, the basic kisei, it was like causing the kishif to come upon you. The anshiv yosiv, you forgot, and first you sat down, and then you rubbed yourself, and so now the kishuf will come upon you. How can you misakim yourself? When you come up or go out, don't come to me, this kishuf. These are different names of kishuf. These are all different types of names of kishuf. It's a segula to save you from the kishuf. Rashi, the Chashi, the different types of kishuv. You say this skula, it saves you from kishuv.
Tanya ben Azayim, I'll call mishkav shochav chutz v'nakak. Any place you want to sit down and on the ground. The almost was a chash from snakes were there. Was a mokum sakonas in the ground. I'll call moishav shave any type of seat you want to sit on. Chutz v'nakir, not on a beam. Because Rashi Shematipo, you sit on the roof, on the beam, you're afraid the beam will fall in. It's a makom sakona. Omar Shmuel, Shino b'amur hashachar, if supposed to shino means if you sleep. If you sleep, omur hashachar, in the early by the morning star, it's very good for you, ki istamola parzalo, like metal to iron. Like the end of a hammer unites a real hard metal to hold the metal in place. So it's very good. Rashi, ki istamola parzalo, a balaz, shemoyola barzal, it helps the iron. If you go make at this time, it's good for the goof. So our gisri is shina posha means sleep. So Mashur's mashma, even though it says shina b'shachris is no good, you're supposed to get up. But Omar Hashachar, the early morning star, that's still alright. The Rach and the Sardi has different gisri. He says shin here means ashtona, means matu meiraglayim. If you matu meiraglayim in the early morning, that's very good. Then it's just next gemara yitzia. If you nifni, you make gedolim in the morning. V'yomar hashach was also kisna lefazola. It's very good for the body, like Rashi says, yitzia lefonis. If you make early in the morning, that's good for the body. Pakapora heavy mazin mili. Pakapora used to sell words of the dinner. It used to charge a dinner. He'd make up a poem like this, saying they would charge a dinner for it. Penny, dollar. What did he say? Ad the kafnis ochel. While you're still hungry, chaperen and eat. Ah, the tzoch is why you're still thirsty, shofti, go drink. Got a dinner for this. Shashi yad the kafnis ochel. Shashi shim tishoy, if you're going to wait too long, is tavor mimcho taivas amaychel. You won't have the taivas eat anymore. Vein amaychel mayel. It's meant to say, when you have a chapsa chano, when you have a taivas to go eat, chaperen eat then, you'll enjoy the food much better then. And while you're still thirsty, you'll enjoy it right then, the drink also. Adirascho kitcho, when you're pot, when the food is still hot, shofuch, then pour it, then eat it. Shash adirascho kitcho shofuch. Kodim should stand before it cools off. Moshluze, kishat tzorach and a cover means you have to go make, shvech, go make right away, vialti shoyoysim, don't wait. It's no good for you to wait. Karno kari b'roim, when you hear the horns blowing in roim, bar mazvin teni, diovach, zovin, that's a good time to go sell the figs. That's when times figs are at the biggest peak, and if you're the son of your father that has a lot of figs, go and sell it that time. Trashi karna kana baroimi. Im tish karna kari baroimi. Im tishma kil karim baroimi. If you hear the horns blowing in Rome, who simulum of akshetem, it's a simul now people want to buy figs. Liknus, lohuluch lumakamacher. So bar mazvin teni teni yobach zovin. Im ein ovach labayis. If your father's not home right now, he's zorata, you be careful. Vinoy limcha teni, sell all those figs right now. Vyoid sheish sheish toivim. Right now, people want to buy the figs. It's a good time to sell. Do the business right now. Omulu Abayi l'Rabbon. Abayi told Rabbonin, ki aliso b'shvilu d'mechuza. When you go through the small paths, the small roads in Mechuza, l'meifik b'bechak, to go out to the fields, is loitechse l'lahach gisa. Don't stop looking at this side of the road. Loitechse l'lahach gisa, not on this side of the road. Why? Because Dilma Yatsvi Nashi, those are places there with Shriach, women could be sitting there. It's not nice, look at the Noshim. So you go through those roads, you want to tell me them, don't look right or left, go straight. Trashi Bishvile, Shvil Kotin, Shepoinaboy Lasodis, the small roads to go through the fields. So he knew that Noshim was sitting there, so now it's not nice to go there and look there. Right, the Rav Safra Oyol Beisakise. Rav Safra went in to make he was in the Beisakise. Also, Rabbi Abba, then Rav Abba also had to go make. He also went to the same Beisakise. Is Nochalei Abba? So my suppose he wanted to know if anybody inside. It's not seen the two people should be in there at the same time. So he first started, he made noise outside, like to hear if anybody's inside there or not. Nochar, he made some noise. Trashi Nochle Abova, Leidim Yeshem Adam Nochar. He made some noise outside to hear if somebody's inside will answer him or not. Is Omalei, so Rav Safra answered him and said, Layomar, come inside, Mar, I'm here, you come in also. Is Boso Echlam, he had to go, he went inside. Boso Nochag, if the Rav Abba came out, Omalei, he told Rav Safra, Adhashta La'arlis L'sayir, the Gemart L'chamil D'sayir, means you're handling not richtig in the Hilchos Basic Hisei. Say we have that's the shade of the Basic Hisei. Means you didn't get in trouble from the Mazik or from the shade of the Basic Hisei. And you learned these things. Trashi Omalei Rababla Safra, Ad Kan La'arlis L'sayir, She'enam Tsunuyam Basic Hisei, like aren't you afraid of the Mazik? How come you're not a Tsunuah? The Gemart L'chamil D'sayer, Shein Chetznua, that you're not a Tznua. Lav Hochit Tznan, didn't we learn like this? Medura, the Gemara and Tomid, the Medura Hoyse Shom, in the Beis Hamikdash, they had a Medura, a fireplace, or Beis Akise Shokovit, that for the Kohanim used to go there, and was called the Beis Akise Shokovit, or Mechubad Ika Beis Akise. V'zeho Yekvoid, what was the covet about that Beis Akise? Motsa no, when they found the door locked, the Yadua Sheshemod, they knew somebody was inside. They didn't have to ask any questions, they went outside. Motza Pasuk, he found the door open. The Yadua Shein Shemod, you know nobody is there. In Akopon, what's the Simonim? It's not nice to talk in the basic Kisei. So they made Simonim, let the door open, the door be closed. But to talk, it's not nice. Alma Lavur Chayahu, it's not nice to talk in the basic Kisei. See, at time to say, Safra, how come when I made noise, you answered me back and said, I'll come inside? It's not nice to talk in the basic Kisei. Who suffer? What was of Kana's Svara? Why did Safra speak? Rav Safra also knew these halachas uchitznius, and he knew that we had before. You're supposed to watch yourself from the mazik, from the shade. So you should have been tsnua. Teretz was who suffer mesukinu. His hevaisters knew that Rav Abba had to go badly, and to hold yourself in, it's a makom sakana. So makom sakana held you allowed to tell the person come inside. Titania. If you hold yourself back from a raglayin, is maybe a sodom of the hadrukin. You come to a sickness called hadrukin. Rashi says kriyse tzovim, that your stomach blows up. Silon achoyz, if you hold yourself back from making, is maybe a sodom of the yarkin. Bring yourself to join this. You bring upon yourself. So merely held here was a makam sakonam. That's why he spoke to tell him to come inside. Rashi lavoch itnam esechta tomid meduro hoy seshom. The Azores in the base of Mikdash, there was a Madura, Hesse God, the big fire, Shor, Lischamim Shomakanim, Hamasichim Ragleim, the base Akisei. That when they went to the base Akisei, it was cold there, they had to take off to make, so they got cold, so they came back, they had a fire to warm themselves up. Shetzrichim Trila, not right, the if the Kohen went to the base Akisei, had to be table in the mikvah. So he came up from the mikvah, it was cold, so they had a water, to a heat, a fire to heat them up, to warm them up. The Rama says to Yuma, call a Mesek Ragl turn Tfilah. Anytime you went to the Basic Kisa, even from Erek Lion, you had to go to the Tfilah. Well, Basic Kisa is covered. Alma Aim is Safra Basic Kisa. It's not Sneer, it's talking to Basic Kisa. The Yatta Mata Leo Mar, and how come you, a Safra, told me to come in? It's not Sneer. Vusavra, Safra Hill, Shemaya Loy Malar, why did you tell him to come in? Masavra Mesukinu, Vomad Achazim, Yisha Lachura, Vyasa Romad. If you go back and don't come in right now, hold yourself in, you'll become Makum Sakona. So not to make him Makum Sakona, he held his Kedai here to talk in the Beis Kisei to let him come in. Reb Lezer Oyla Beis Kisei. Reb Lezer went to the Beis Kisei, also who Parsoi, a certain Persian went there, and Dachke pushed him down. His Korm Reb Lezer, got up and Noko just went out of the Beis Kisei, nothing happened. Also, Darku Darkuna, a snake came, Shamte Lekarkishei. He ate up his Rashi Chachulis, he ate up his intestines. He bit him in the intestines. Shereyes Rashi Yitzibay, where the junk comes out. Shekorim Tzvchayim. is that the snake he killed him like. Is correlated of leather called this person the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'etin Odom Tachtecha, I'll give you another person. As Al Tikri, Odom Ele Edom, I'll give you Edom, like he had a Pasoy from Edom, like he gave it to him, like he healed the person because of him. Pasuk says, V'omar Lohogcho, this is the Maestro Dovid HaMelech said, that after the Maestro was Shaul, when Shaul was running after Dovid to kill him, so Shaul had to go to the base of Kisei. It says Shaul went into the cave and he was very tznu, as soon as he was very tznu was there, and David knew they went into the cave, so David came from the other side, and that's what David cut off a piece of the meal, he cut off a piece of his beged, of Shaul's beged, and then David went outside and spoke to Shaul and told him, you're still running after me, you should know, if you think I'm angry at you, I could have killed you, I was in the same mode with you while you were making Merrick Ryan, I was there and I could have killed you. So David told him, he said like this, V'yomar lo harokcho, that you are coming to kill me, V'atochis alecha had rachmonas on you. V'yomar, and the Eibushter told me, V'yomar, like the Eibushter told me, oh, forget, V'yomar, yeah, the Eibushter told me, lo harokcho, you're coming to kill me, V'atochis alecha. For the more Eshens, V'yomar, V'yomar to me, Burley, should have said, the Eibushter told me, what's for Omar? Should have said, V'yomar to me. V'atochis, V'chosati, I had rachmonas on you, me, Burley. So what is David saying? This lashon v'omar, like it was told to me, and v'tochas, I will have rachmonis. Omar Rab Lezer, Omar le David l'shul. David told Shaul like this: the Maaseh is minatayra ben harigata. Minatayra, really, you'll have a chi of misa right now. Why? Sherei roidevata. You Shaul Hamelach are being roidev. You're coming to kill me. Everybody knew Shaul was running here to kill David. V'atayra Omar, v'olaholcha. Somebody's coming to kill you. Hashkel l'holcha. You have a head to go get up and kill him. So the Emerson David had a heter to go and kill Shaul HaMelech, because since Shaul was coming to kill him, you have a heter to kill him. Elo, why didn't David kill him? Tznius, Shoisa Boch, he chos alecha. The fact that you show what tznu in this mice when you made in the base, when you made the miraglaim in the morrow, you're doing a very much for tznius, that was the midah that was chosa that had rachmonis on you. O mahi, what was the tznius that Shaul did? The Pasuk says, Vayovel Gidrus Hatzoyim, Al Haderich, Vishom Moro, he went into the Moro, Vayovel Shaul Lohosech, Shaul went there to make Meraglayim, Lohosech Asragel, to make Meraglayim. Tanya, what does the Pasuk mean? Vayovel Gidrus Hatzoyim, Gidrus means a lot of wools there. What do you mean he made by a place of wools? Tona Gedel Lifnim, Minageder. There were like two sets of wools where he went inside to make. Umor Lifnim Umor. He's in one cave inside the other cave. That's how much of a tznu he was. That's the makom we went to Matamei Raglayim. Lohosech. So since Shaul did a ma'aseh tznius here, that saved him from David HaMelech. Omer Reb Lezer, Melamed Shesichech Atzma Kisuka. When he made the Meir Raglayim, his mamash covered all around him like inside a sukkah. That's how much of a tznu Shaul was. Vayta Vayokim David, the Pasuk says, Vayichra says Knaf HaMil. He cut off a piece of the mill of the Shaul's Degit. Omar Lishoel Balot. Asher l'shol balot, that what Shaul was wearing, and did it balot quietly. Omer Reb Yisrael b'chanino, kol ha-mavazeh sa begodim, if you're mavazeh the begodim like here, David was mavazeh, Shaul was the melech kefod, he was wearing big day malchus, David was mavazeh, he cut off a piece of his beggar. Is soif ein anena mehem, midi keneged, midi get back an oynish, that begodim won't help you. Shenemer says, by getting a malachim, by Melech David, Zokim Baba Yom, David became very old, by Chasub the Begodim, they covered him with Begodim, lo yichem loy, the Begodim didn't warm him up anymore. He didn't get the anor from the Begodim. Why not? Because he was Mavasa the Begid of Shaul HaMelech. So Midi connected Midi got the Yernish back, that now Begodim won't work for him, I'm not going to warm him up. Im Hashem Hesizcho Bi Yorech Mincha. Another time, David was trying to show, like, what are you running after and killing me? Like, if you think you're really doing with Hashem, Hashem, Hashem is being Messiah, Hashem is telling you to kill me, then you're Ech Mincha. I'll be Mekabalist and I'll bring a Mincha and I'll let you kill me right away. But David was trying to tell Shaul, you should know, it's not Hashem that's telling you to do it. It's your Ayin Ra you have. Omer Reb Lezer, about Kopan, David said, Loshin, and Hashem has Hitzchav, Hashem is being Messiah, you to kill me. As Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu David, Kodesh Baruch Hu Atayinus to David, Mesis, chorously, you calling me a Mesis? I'll bring a mishal upon you. The Pasuk says in Kisisa, when you count Klal Yisrael,
you count Klal Yisrael as a mokum sakona, or bring a magefa, you have to bedafka take a shekel, machsa shekel, as a kapora, ladashoi, that a magefa shouldn't come about.
Is miyad right away vayamet sotna Yisrael uksiv vayostes es David behem leim aleich monas Yisrael. The son got up and took David in to go and count Klal Yisrael, and he didn't take a kapara, he didn't take a machsa shekel. V'chivon d'minyoni leishokim minar kofer. He started to count Klal Yisrael, he made a minyon, but he didn't take kofer nafshar, he didn't take money from them. V'chsev v'yitem Hashem David v'Yisrael mi'abayke v'yareis moyed. My ace, was my ace, Moed, or Mashmuel Sabachasne, the Rebbe Chanino, Mishmei, the Rebbe Chanino, Misha Shchita Satomed, Ashas Rikosai, from Shchita to Zrika, that they were counting the whole day and they didn't take a kapora. Rebbe Echonomer Adchatzais Mamish, they were counting the whole day straight without taking kaporas. So this David had a mikshul, we'll soon see a Magefa came about that. He started to count them without taking a kapora, so a Magefa came.
So, of course, Baruch Hu told the Malach to be Mashkes, and because of David's chet that he counted without taking a kapara, the Mashkes came and made a bomb ra.
Omer Rebbe Lezer, Omer Le'a Kodesh Baruch Hu Malach. Because Baruch Hu told the Malach, Toli Rav Shebhem, means take for me, kill the biggest one of them. Sheyesh Bo Lifor Mehem, Kamo Achoyvis, that from killing one big tzaddik, that takes the place of a lot of them. Yeshesho Mesa Visha Ben Tzruya, Sheshoko Keruba Shal Shenhedrin. That time the Malach killed his Avisha ben Tzruya, he was shocked to connect the Rubah Shoshan Hedrin. Vayetu v'hishchis roh Hashem v'inochim. And while they're in the middle of the Magefa, Hashem saw and he had Rachmonis on them. Now roh, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu see, that he had Rachmonis to stop the Magefa? Or Marav roh Yaakov Avinu, he saw Yaakov Avinu. The Yosefah says, v'yaakov Avinu, v'yoyim ha'yaakov kesher roh. When Yaakov saw what happened, so it says the roh, loshen roh. But Yaakov, so chus Yaakov, Hashem stopped it. Shmuel Ama Afroi Shal Yitzchok Ruah. He saw the Afro of the Akedah by Yitzchok. Shenemu Lekim Yiroh Leyaseh. So Loshin Yiroh Hashem Suh. He also Ruah Hashem Suh. The Akedah Yitzchok. Because there he stopped the Magrifo. Rabbi Yitzchok Nathchol Ama Kesef Kippurim Ruah. Shenemu Lekafto Es Kesef HaKippurim. Meis B'nei Yisrael. He saw the way Klai saw when they counted. They did take the Kesef HaKippurim. So now we had Rachmanis on them. Rabbi Yechon Ama Beis HaMikdash Ruah. The Yaseh Bahar Hashem Yiroh. Pligibo Rab Yaakov Ar Ibi Rabbi Shmuel Ban Achmeni. Chadom a Kesef HaKippurim Ruh. We had before Hashem saw this chus of Kesef HaKippurim. That's where we stopped the Magefom. The Chadom a Beis HaMikdash Ruh. O Mistava Kamandem a Beis HaMikdash Ruh. Hashem saw this chus of the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemra Sheyomer Hayoim Bahar Hashem Yiru. Hashem sees the Beis HaMikdash and this chus there, he stopped the Magefom. Right, the Mishnah says, Lo Yikona Sodom Harabayis Makoloi. You shouldn't walk on the Harabayis the Makoloi with your stick. The more, and also you shouldn't make a kapandri, you shouldn't make a shortcut out of it. The more my kapandri, what does it mean the shortcut? Or marova kapandri or kishmo, partial duet, you shouldn't make a shortcut. You have to go around, and you have a basic migdash or a basic nesses to go through, you shouldn't go through the basic nesses to make a shortcut out of it. Rav Chonabar Ade Mishmei de Rav Sama Bre de Rav Mori Omar, command the Yom Inish, like people say, Ade Makifno, why do you have to go all around? Adre Ayabaho, instead of going all around the block to go through, go straight through a Ganswag Shul. As you're outside over there and you have your car parked outside, and you still want to walk straight through here just to make a shortcut, it's also to do it. You're making a shortcut. The answer is you have to come in, sit down, say a possible, then walk out. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Barahua. Hanichnas le Beis HaKnesses. His lab dafka le Beis HaMikdash. Who was in every Beis HaKnesses? Amnas. Shlur la Thoysik upon you. As you came into the Ganswag Shul here to learn a little bit. Came to Shir. And now when you got finished, your car is parked over there, you're allowed to walk outside there. Because you didn't come in to make a shortcut. Is Mutl la Thoysik upon you. Is once you're in there for good purpose, then you're allowed to walk out the shortcut. You're not mechuyev to go back the other way. So that's tested. If you come into a shul, you're supposed to sit down and say a posik. So it's called you here for a purpose to do the bar mitzvah. Then you're allowed to walk out. Rabbi Yavu Omar. Yeah, right. You have to come in the bar mitzvah. You have to come in the right way. Then when you leave, you can leave any way you want. Rabbi Yavu Omar Im Hoye Shvil Mi Kore Muta. If there was a street And on top of the street, they made a Beis Knesset. That doesn't stop you allowed to go through. If the shul was there first, then you're still allowed to go through. Amr Bechel Bar Maravuna. Ha'nichnas le Beis Knesset l'spalu. If you go in there to daven, mutu asasi kapandria. Then at the end, when he gets finished daven, you're not going to go out the long way. You're allowed to go out the shortcut. Shenemar, the post says, Bo Am Oretz. The pasuk ends off when you come to the Beis Hamikdash. Whoever came in, shat dorim, go outside, soften, soften, go out the other one. It says in the Beis Hamikdash, the same door you came in, don't go out the same door, go a different door. Was an Indian like this put down, like not to Beis Hamikdash, like you, not to make the Beis Hamikdash like your own house, to be a little bit different there. But go upon them, you see, in the Beis Hamikdash, you came in one door and you went out the other door. So you see, once you came in the Divine Mitzvah, you're allowed to go out the shortcut. Or a kikah mikal b'chaim, you're not allowed to spit in the Beis Hamikdash mikal b'chaim. Amar Rabbiva, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, call her Reike Far Abayis. Bizman hazeh, if somebody spits today on the Har Abayis, kilu Reike b'bas enoi, as if his mom is spitting in Hashem's eye. Shenemar v'hoye enoi v'libi shom kol hayom. As the Shechina is still there in the Har Abayis, kilu bizman hazeh by the Kaisel, the Shechina is there, and you're not allowed to spit here. Omar Rava, Rikika v'beis haknes hashari. Shnow in the basic necessities though, you're allowed to spit. Meaning the heavy Amanu, I bring your Raya for Manu wearing shoes. Manu, just like shoes. Barabayas Austin. The Mishnah says, when you go in the Harabayas, you're not allowed to wear your shoes. But that's in the basic necessities mutter, you're allowed to wear shoes like we do in the basic necessities. Is that for Kika Barabayas? Who the Yasser? Who then Rikika? That's only Yasser and Harabayas, like your shoes. Mashenka, basic necessities, Shari, in the basic necessities is mutter. It's not such a big bizoyan. Omalei Rav Papa nein, Omalei Rav Papa l'Rava nein, v'amri lei Ravina l'Rava, v'amri lo some say was Rav Ada bar Masna l'Rava. Adi yalavim anol, why do you learn out of heter? You're allowed to spit in the shul, just like you're allowed to wear shoes in the shul. Fakeret, neilav mikapandio. Let's find out the churm. It's also to spit in the shul. There's some way now to make a shul shortcut. Just like you can't make a shortcut in the base of Mikdash, you can't make in the shul. If you see certain halachas, you're not getting the shul. So maybe you can't spit in the shul either. Omalei Tona Yalef Mimano, you will learn from Mano. Biatamata Mikapandrin. You're asking the kasha. Let's learn out the source from a shortcut. Mahi, what is this? The Tanya Lo Yikones Odim Larabayas can't go into the Baharabayas. That's the Mokim the Har with the Beis Hamikdash is. Loibem Hakolan out with your stick. Shebiyodoi Loibem Mano Shebrag not wearing shoes. Loibem Moyes Asurim Loi Desadinoi not wearing your wallet with your money inside it. Ufim Dosoi Ushelas Dachurav also your pack you have a throne on your back. Loyasena Kapandrin. You can't make the Beis Hamikdash a shortcut. Or Rekika Avadi can't spit in the Beis Hamikdash. Mikavuchaymimimanal. Ma manal shein baderech bizoyin. Wearing shoes is not such a big bizoyin. Amru Torah, still the Torah says, Shal no lechem yaraglecha, take off your. Hashem told Moshe, take off your shoes. Of course, you're standing in the Makam Kodesh, so you're standing in the Beis Hamikdash, you can't wear shoes. As Rekika, spitting. She derech bizoyin that everybody understands that derech bizoyin to spit lekoshke navarim is also to spit in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Weimer ain't a tzorich. I don't need a pasuk for this. Harayu Weimer ki ein lovoi el shar hamelech b'busak. The king comes to the melech wearing sack, wearing sacks. Olay dvorim kavuchoyimer. Uma sack, madik wearing a sack. Shein a moisef nei bos v'dom. It's not such a melech wearing a sack in your own house. Kach, you can't go in front of a melech. You shouldn't go in the Beis Hamikdash. Is Rikika spitting? She must lefnei melech, lefnei melech malchi melech mekoshkin. About the spitting, that's smias. About you shouldn't do it. Is omalei anohach kamin? Is what I meant to say. Name ahoch lechumra vach lechumra. Let's say both ways the chumra. V'ema har habay is the yosef b'manol is also b'manol lufim b'manol. Avo Beis Hamikdash to shorib b'manol. But a base of Knesset, the Shari B'manol, you're allowed to wear a shoe, is Adi Yalav Imanol, Uleheter, about what are you saying, you're allowed to spit in the shul? Because you're making a little limud, you're allowed to wear shoes in the shul. Who would then you can spit in the shul? The cash was fakad, Nailud Mikapandria, less than not from a shortcut. Well, Esser, and Tasser it. The same way you're not allowed to make a shortcut in the shul, maybe not allowed to spit in the shul either. The Teretz says no. Elo amarova ki beisa. The Teretz says the shul is like your house. Ma beisa, just like your own house. Akapandivya kopirinish. People are mocked by a person shouldn't come through your house to make a shortcut. You're living in your house, you don't like people to come in to go in one way, go out the back way, just to make a shortcut. Abarakiko manala kopit. People are not mocked by to spit in their own house. Is in the kopirinish. And they're not mocked by to wear shoes in their own house. Is that basic nessus? End of the basic nessus. is Kapan Yehuda Yosef. It's only makbid not to make a shortcut. But you're allowed to spit and wear shoes in the Beis HaKnesses. Why? Because people are not makbid on it. So this is good in the Gemara's times, where the floors, they didn't have rugs and they didn't have fancy floors. They had dirt. Always the floor was a dirt floor. No, the taka not makbid to spit. Abu Nazareth, this man is that type where people are makbid not to spit in their own house. Abad Lachuri shouldn't spit in the shul either. The only Gemara says a heter is because the Gemara's times there was a shriach to spit in your own house. So Melik is spit in the shul also. But the Chura today, that we're makbid not to spit in the house, the Chura shouldn't spit in the shul either. No, 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 no,